It is the Friday show. Neil Atkinson, sorry, Meg, with Andy McCann, Chris Barber and Philippa Smallwood. I clap at the start of the shows for the sink, and that's just upset the dog. But, you know, the dog might get upset by the fact that there's going to be a lot of back and forth during this one. There's a lot on the line. Final game of the season, and what we normally do is we have a look at what the televised matches are and we put them in a certain order, and we either start with the start of the weekend or end with the end. But everybody's kicking off at 4 p.m. And maybe it's the mind playing tricks, Philippa. But for me, this is the last day with the most riding on it I can remember for some time. You know, it's not a title picture one, which there was last time out, but you felt Manchester City would always beat Brighton. But everything else that matters within the league, top four, and the relegation picture is still to play for, and that relegation picture is so close.
Yeah, I've highlighted six games, I think, where there's genuinely something riding on the games, and I don't think we've really had that before. And to be honest with you, it's quite strange because in two of the games you've got Chelsea Wolves and you've got Leicester Man United, and you would say those two games should pretty much cover most of what's on the line, but then obviously you have got the relegation battle, and it's a really interesting one because obviously Watford, who are now down in the bottom three, need to try and beat Arsenal, who were probably one of the inform, and I know that they got beat during the week after the FA Cup exploits, but it's not the sort of place I think that you would want to be going to try and win the game. You know, and Villa, who's managed to get the win during the week and against Arsenal, go away to West Ham, and you know, you would fancy them to get something there. So it's all looking pretty interesting, to be honest.